Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm very eager to get back to a song that's very regal and, you know, the type of England that I... This is wearing on me, just the back and forth about the European Union. Tom Rivers is our ABC News correspondent in London. He joins us live this morning. Tom, update us on where things stand. There was a rejection yesterday, again in Parliament, on the Brexit vote.
Exactly. And, John, we're running out of days, 11 days and counting. Something has to give because that's the deadline
The second deadline
by the European Union. Exactly. So yesterday was the day that four different proposals in Parliament being kicked around. All of them were defeated, some very narrowly, alternative options, if you will, to the government's plan of exiting. And nobody likes Theresa May's plan. It's been shot down three times. So where we are right now, between a rock and a hard place, we're into the middle of a five-hour cabinet meeting right now over at 10 Downing Street, and they're figuring out what they want to do. Will she submit her plan for a fourth time before Parliament? Probably still won't go anywhere. Can she incorporate some aspects of some of the alternative options? One would be including a customs union with all of the other 27 countries. Maybe. She could just throw her toys up in the air and say, let's have a snap election in 6 weeks. Let's do it. So we're waiting to see what comes out of that meeting. But they're running out of options, John, and they're running out of time. And they're getting real, real tense in Brussels as well, saying, look, get your act together. Give us a plan that we can eyeball, or come the 12th of April, you guys are going to be crashing out with no deal.
And the sticking point, and you and I have discussed this in the past, but just to make sure that it hasn't shifted on us, the sticking point is trade. Yeah,
With the backstop, it's got to do with a border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. That'd be the only land border between the UK and the European Union. And do you want a soft border, hard border? Well, everybody wants a soft border, and that means that goods can come and go without anybody blinking an eye. But in order to do that, you would then have to say, okay, there has to be a customs union, at least for now. But then how do you get out of this arrangement? The way it's written is that the EU will say when Britain gets out. And that really riles everybody over here, saying, look, we should be able to decide when we're getting out. Otherwise, it's Hotel California. You can check in, but you can never check out. So whole lot of dimensions to this thing. And the government hasn't really thought it out very well. They squandered maybe 2 years of negotiation time.
Oh, it's terrible.
And now we are where we are.
We were talking to one of my kind of insider friends from back when I was living over on the other side of the planet, Hugh Shakeshaft, who hangs out with all those members of Parliament. And he's convinced that what is happening now is all the people who didn't want to Brexit anyway are just standing on the sidelines, throwing monkey wrench after monkey wrench monkey wrench into this. Deliberately hoping that the calendar will just continue to turn, and everyone who wanted to get out will be so exasperated and so upset and so stressed that they'll give up.
Well, I don't know if they'll give up, but I think the polls have changed slightly. You go back to 3 years ago, it's 52-48 to get out.
Yeah.
Okay. Because of the handling of this, and it's been nasty and it's been difficult, that, you know, it's probably 52-48 to stay in the EU now. It's changed a little bit, but enough that it would flip the outcome if there was a referendum held right here, right now, today. So it's still close, but yeah, some people have been persuaded of saying, look, this is not a good idea anymore. Let's get out. And a lot of people would lose jobs, a lot of industry scratching their heads still at this late hour, saying, what the heck are we going to do on the 13th of April? And the government says, I don't know. Watch this space.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you a question that you may laugh at, but you've got a royal family there. Presumably, you've got some leadership of business, the business union, like the Chamber mm-hmm. of Commerce here in the United States. I mean, why is no one outside, since the Prime Minister seems to be so impotent on all of this, why is there no one who can rise up and break the log jam here? I mean, why doesn't the Queen? I know you're going to laugh at this because the Queen's supposed to stay out of this business, but why doesn't she say, I am inserting myself into this discussion?
She can, John. She can, by definition. If they get into politics,
then what
they're writing their own death knell, because half the country is going to be incited for whatever they say. So
they're not supposed to, but somebody's got to intervene here.
Every week the Prime Minister goes over to Buckingham Palace, uh-huh. and who knows what they talk about there. But that is not for us. We never hear what actually shakes out there. Mm-hmm. But as far as the ear of others, yes, there are financial people that would, putting their points across, and this Prime Minister will doggedly stay with her line.
Yeah.
And in some regards, you can say, boy, that shows a lot of determination. And others say, no, she's being pigheaded. She just is not, open to other ideas which may produce a solution.
Yeah.
So we are where we are, and every day it goes by, no breakthrough, no breakthrough, no breakthrough. And we're going to be on the 12th of April, and then, boy.
All right.
We'll see what shakes out. There could be an 11th hour. Kind of a solution, but I don't know.
Keep us up to date. Tom Rivers, our ABC News correspondent, live in London this morning. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.